right. Well, here we go with our good friend Steve Hayes, tax attorney, chairman of fairtax.org. A lot to sort out here. Obviously, the left goes bananas over the idea that you eliminate the IRS and save all that taxpayer money and headache, and then attack the Republicans. Oh, they want to destroy you, blah, 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 blah. They have no idea what they're talking about. The Fair Tax Act, introduced by Buddy Carter of Georgia, supported by dozens of other Republicans, would put in a 30% sales tax. That sounds massive on all purchases. But you get rid of income tax, Social Security tax, Medicare tax, all other taxes. Steve, good to have you back.
Steve, it's always great. And the other thing that there are a couple of things about these attacks, let's call it, or, you know, outraged statements. One is they never talk about the fact that almost none of the people listening to your show are ever going to pay 30%, because if you're a family of four, you spend $50,000, which you make, and you spend it all on new goods and services. The first $35,000 is not taxable because there's a prebate. So you only pay the 30% on $15,000, which is $4,500. You're paying almost that in the Social Security taxes today. Plus, as we've talked before, you not only pay those taxes, but to spend a dollar today, you've got to earn $1.15 to $1.80, depending
That's
on
right.
your tax
so,
bracket.
So let me ask you this. There was a level of money that would come in that would be not taxed to start with, right?
Yes. Well, this basically up to the poverty level for your family size. And I just used a family of four.
So, and that number is what exactly?
It's not 100%.
The reason I ask is I'm reading this article here.
$35,000 or
so. So $35,000, that's what I thought. And if I missed you saying it, I'm sorry. But here's the thing. It says thehill.com, and the Hill, depending on the day, sometimes they can go either way. The plan would increase the tax burden on the middle class dramatically, it says. Well, let's say if you're a family of four and you need $50,000 to live before you can save a dime, under this proposal, every dollar of that income is going to be taxed. That's not true at all. That's flat out false.
That's not true at all. No,
right.
Not at all.
That's a lie.
And what they also, well, there's two things that they also don't tell. One is that it's not 30% because some guy like me decided it would be fun to tax people. That's what all the other taxes take out of the economy. That's what you're paying today. That's what it takes to replace the income from all the taxes that are being replaced. So that's number one. They never mention that. But the other thing that's conspicuously missing from every article that I've read is anybody defending the present income tax. I mean, they're acting like we're trying to have a law that closes all the churches or repeals the First Amendment or whatever. But here is something they all read the same talking points. They don't try to defend the existing income tax. In fact, most of them talk about how we can improve it. We can improve the IRS. They all know it's absolutely a wreck.
Well, absolutely true. The IRS is a wreck. And how much do we save the American taxpayers by closing the IRS? How much do we save the American taxpayer by getting rid of not just the 87,000 new IRS agents, which is a damn boondoggle, but the department altogether? But the problem is, government agencies never cease to exist, do they?
Well, they don't want to. And in this particular case, one of the things that is going to be the case is that the government will just move them laterally. They're not going to lose their jobs. They'll move to other positions in retirements, things of that type. So none of these people will lose their jobs. There'll be maybe less new people hired until they get that filled. But most of them are not going to be losing their jobs. They may leave. They have a high attrition rate right now at the IRS. People get really tired of all of this and leave. But, you know, but even more disturbing is a case, Steve, that a lot of people haven't seen, and I just saw it this morning. In the Ninth Circuit, which was called Moore versus, I think, the IRS or something like that, but it's Moore was the party. And what happened was they owned stock in a foreign company. The 2017 Tax Reform Act had a provision that some pencil heads put in there,
Right.
It said that all of the earnings, your share of a foreign corporation, these people owned 11%, had to be taxed to you. When you left. And so basically what happened.
Yeah, go on.
I'm sorry. I thought I disconnected.
No, you're good.
Beeping.
Keep going.
And so what happened is that the Ninth Circuit ruled that you ended up with a situation where they have to pay the tax on the accumulated dividends and earnings for 15 years, even though they never got the dividend, they have nothing. So they have this big tax bill. And the reason I bring it up being so important is that when we see California and these other states wanting to put a wealth tax in, and we hear Elizabeth
right.
Warren
they want to put golden handcuffs in. On you. No matter where you go from
yeah.
California, you pay tax forever. I don't think that's legal, but go on.
But that's what this case seems to imply it is.
Right,
that
I understand.
That is frightening.
They want all the taxes all the time. They claim that they're for the little guy. They're not. Period,
no,
right?
No.
They're just not.
No.
Steve, I got to leave it right there.
The only thing they're for is their control and their ability to tell us. You know, it's almost like they were in a plane when they got elected to Congress. They suddenly went above the clouds, and
yeah.
we're all in the clouds. So they can see much better, and they can
yeah.
tell us what's good.
They all think they're smarter than you are. But we got to leave it right there. We need to discuss, because the problem is people read headlines like the one I gave you from the Hill. They don't know what the truth is. The truth is it would save people money. If you save money, it rewards people. You'll have more money in your paycheck because it rewards people. They just don't get it. Steve, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Always
thank
appreciate
you.
It. Yeah. Straight ahead, Eric Nesbitt will join me. Stay with the same address from the governor. She says she wants to cut taxes. We'll talk about it coming up. Thank you.